Welcome back to the box.
Will you ever get a life?
Hector, yeah.
Tash, yeah.
Great crack altogether.
How are you?
Gift Grub 25.
For God's sake.
Fair play, Ian, yeah.
Good afternoon to you.
Ian and Mario counting down your favourite Gift Grub characters of the last 25 years.
Well, that's just great, isn't it?
When we're in World Cup class, what do we say?
Your thumb langer.
It is 5 minutes past 12, Sunday. Good afternoon to you. Very exciting hour of radio on the way as we announce the top 25 Gift Grub characters of all time, as voted by you guys out there. I'm joined in studio. It's Ian Dempsey here with you, by the way. We are live on Air One and Today FM. I'm here with the creator of Gift Grub, Mario Rosenstock, to reveal who you voted as Ireland's favourite Gift Grub character of the past 25 years. We're going to count down from 25 to 1 across the next hour, so stay with us and see where your favourite ends up and who comes out on top as numero uno. Mario, yourself, please. How are you?
Hello from Lithuania. Good to see you, Ian. And we'll only get a chance to do this once in our lives.
Exactly. Well, that's very true, actually.
Let's make it count.
Let's do it.
Your favourite Gift Grub character take the number one spot.
Brilliant. Ian and Mario are counting them down.
Pass it. Brick crack altogether.
Thank you very much to everybody who voted for the greatest Gift Grub characters of 25 years. That's since 1999. Here we are. How does it feel?
Oh, incredible. And I have no idea who any of these characters are.
I know. So, you don't know.
So I don't even know who the 25 are.
Right.
Not even the 25 to number one.
Yeah, okay. Or the order of them or anything like that. Okay, well, let's get things underway straight away. We are going to be doing the countdown right now between now and 1 o'clock. And we do have to get a move on, Mario. I know you like to elaborate on things.
No, you did tell me to shut my mouth before we came on.
So, number 25 is Mr. Paul O'Connell.
Oh.
So, Paul O'Connell is, he's 25 now. I mean, I don't know whether he'd be disappointed about that, but he's 25. Leo Varadkar will be, I think, slightly disappointed. 24?
Leo's 24.
24.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, and you can just switch these things on whenever you want to, can't you?
Yeah, I can, most of them anyway.
What about Michael Noonan? He's 23.
Michael Noonan is 23.
Yeah.
Little fat sausage finger on him, beckoning me over at a table in the Burlington Hotel, asking me, why don't you do me at all? You're always doing your man Bertie Ahern. But you never do me. Actually, that his best friend was, remember the Wibbly Wobbly Wonder?
Oh, that's right.
See, that all remind me of a Wibbly Wobbly Wonder.
The Wibbly Wobbly Wonder.
They're green on the top, all right, but they're yellow in the middle and dirty, murky brown at the bottom.
And at number 22, it is Joe Duffy.
Anne-Marie, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. I had a very similar experience with my husband, except he had the audacity to do it in our marital bed whilst I was asleep beside him.
With?
Narcos.
And did you take this lying down, Anne-Marie?
No. Believe me, I hit him where it hurts.
How?
Well, we've just started watching The Crown.
Yeah?
Yeah, right. I'm on episode 10.
And how do you react when you've seen the same episode with him as you've already seen when you're cheating?
Oh, I just fake it, Joe.
Fake it? But how can you...
Oh, my God! Oh, that's so sad. Poor Margaret. Oh, I didn't see that coming.
You dirty cow.
I don't even remember that sketch.
There you go. It's funny, isn't it? It's
cheating on your husband or wife.
Binge watching stuff. Joe at number 22.
Terrible.
And I'm sure he'd be delighted with that.
I think it might be terrible, though. Actually, that's tomorrow's Liveline sorted.
There you go,
Only 22.
And number 21, the man who, it could be argued, discovered Joe Duffy. Gabo.
Oh.
Well, gay. I mean, like, you did a great gay burn.
Yeah.
You can probably do it right now.
Oh, God. And I remember when I was doing the three gays.
Yes.
So there was, I kind of got gay so good after a while that I went, there's actually three different patterns of gay.
Yeah.
And the first one was, welcome, he's 1962 gay, Granada TV gay.
Okay.
So it's like, hello and welcome back to the show. Would you welcome please now four young men from Liverpool. They are John, Paul, George and Ringo.
What's the other guy's name?
And the other, Pete Sutcliffe, is it? Here they are, the Beatles. And then there was 1970s gay, which was kind of, okay, there he is, Ian Dempsey, lock him up, put him in a room, don't let him come out until he's done that. Biz.
Just discovered Johnny Carson in the United States.
And then the last gay was the meaning of life gay, which was much, much, much darker, deeper, and his hooded eyes and his nose pert in the air like so.
It's different gays for different times.
Number 20, one of your specialist characters, Yap Sam.
Yes.
So, yes.
It goes well in my brain and my flesh box.
And he had an interesting dog, didn't he?
Yes, his dog was Shex. And he liked to have Shex with him all the time. And Shex was with him
everywhere. When he was going for a walk and stuff like that?
Shex came with him for a walk. And Shex loved it.
It was great. One of the Manchester United legends. Number 19, another ledge from the sunny southeast, Mossy Hennebry.
Mossy!
Isn't it great to see Mossy in
I'm
there?
I'm delighted. Mossy made it. So it was a good one.
Did he win the lotto or not?
I don't know. I think it was a rumour that was going around Waterford.
And he never denied it.
That his wife Lucy and himself won the lotto. And everybody, because rumours go around Waterford really quickly. Relatives of mine bought a lovely house in Waterford. And everybody said, did you hear Mario Rosenstock has bought the mansion out there? Of course I didn't.
Okay, so that's Yap and Mossy. Number 18 is somebody, tricky enough one for you actually. When you think about it, let's have a listen.
Right, folks, you heard it here on Radio J. The Trills are after losing their laptop.
Give me
a shout if you have any information, will you?
Yeah.
Come here, lads, that's desperate.
Yeah. You see...
Shut up there for a second, Connors. I think we're on look. We've a call, right, two. Is that right, Dennis? Right, two. Who's that?
Anne.
This isn't a competition, girl. We're trying to find out where the Trills' laptop is.
The Eiffel Tower.
Go away, Anne, would you?
Mozambique.
What would it be doing to Mozambique, Anne? Will you ever get a life?
Is it Anne?
This is it. Well,
Anne
I'm
or
wondering
Jay?
About that.
I don't do either of them.
Exactly. Well, yeah, you don't do Jay.
No.
Okay, but Jay is the number 18.
I'm not surprised at all.
It's very good, though, isn't it?
Well, he could have even done better.
Yeah.
When Jay came on the scene with Radio Roy, we found out that Roy Keane had a brother called Johnson Keane.
Yeah.
What an extraordinary name.
Yeah.
Johnson. Who ever is called Johnson? And we decided that whenever Roy appeared on the radio, that Johnson would be just mortified.
Yeah.
And I wanted somebody really, really from Cork. And of course, Eamon Fitz, who's completely from Cork, loves the bars, loves hurling, loves rugby, loves everything. And he played Roy's brother.
Amazing. Very good looking guy as well.
Very handsome man.
He's actually sent a message as well. But I just want to ask you one question before we go into it. And that is, was Anne and Con first featured? Because there was a Radio J. So Anne and Con, who then moved on to Radio Roy.
Yeah.
I think they began on Radio J.
I think they began on Radio Roy.
Radio Roy?
In my opinion, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's what I think.
That's too early in the day for an argument.
Because we used to talk about stuff like that for ages, we used to talk about competition winners on Today FM, and there was a woman who used to ring Today FM, she had five phones.
That's Anne. That's Anne. Anyway, here's a message from Eamon Fitzpatrick, a.k.a. Jay Keane.
Lads, I just want to say there, lad, how deeply honoured I am after making it to the top 20. I know he said there was 25 in it, but 20 to 25 were only odds or ends, let's be honest, right? It's the top 20 that counts, right? But I was down the park last night and we sent Limerick packing and Jimmy Barry Murphy came up to me and he said, yeah, class is permanent, kid. And he said, you haven't even been on the radio for 15 years. And I said, Jimmy, I know, kid. If I was omnipresent like the Tool, I'd be number one in the chart, surely. But look, Mario, thanks a million, and I just want to say bye. But I'll land there for the next 25 years and give me regards to Dempsey. Is he still around, is he? He must be about 90 now. But look, thanks a million. I'm delighted now. He's a big king. I saw Killian Murphy this morning. We had a cup of coffee together, and he said, this is as big as the Oscar, so we're all delighted down here, boys. So thanks a million. Mario Ballan, kid. All right, bye. One cock.
We're all delighted down here.
Eamon Fitz there. Also, Jake.
Do you know what
King,
he's doing
Johnson,
there? Do you know what that was an audition? He wants back in.
And he'd be most welcome, of course. Number 17 is Michael O'Leary, who's probably going to tell me just to shut up and get on with number 16 now, please.
Wow, number 17. That is incredible. Absolutely amazing. How much did it cost you to bribe them to do that?
And at number 16, it's actually a bit of a duo.
Oh.
Do you want to hear them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Miss Perry spoke directly to the court, Matt, saying, and I quote, last Friday night, we maxed our credit cards.
Financial irregularity.
We got kicked out of the bar.
Aggravated burglary.
And we hit the boulevard.
Loitering with intent, right? But this wasn't all, Frank, was it? This wasn't...
No, Matt. What happened next, some listeners might find deeply...
Now, forget the listeners, Frank, will you? Just spit it out. This is great stuff.
What? She said, last Friday night, we went streaking in the park.
Oh, God, indecent exposure.
Skinny dipping in the dark.
Oh.
Then had a menage a trois.
Right, so there were accomplices. Is that what you're saying, Frank?
Do you know, Matt and Frank are one of the newer kind of additions. Yeah. They're only a couple of years old.
And you did both of them, didn't you?
I did both of them. Yeah.
Well,
I do some of the voices in. I really love Matt and Frank.
I've got a slight advantage in that I know the actual running order. Mario doesn't know. You don't know who's going to be in there, who's going to be omitted, who's not going to be in there. You know.
No.
So we are at number 15 now, 15 to 11. At number 15...
They must be getting heavy now.
How are you, buddy?
Keith. How are you, buddies? Yeah. Welcome to the box. I think that's one of the best lines ever because he did a show called The Box, which nobody could figure out, and we had a ball doing The Box.
That's right. And he used to always have this running gag that, you know, he'd be doing The Box, and it was in around Jervis Street where our studios were at the time in Abbey Street, and he'd be getting the kind of chicken balls on the way home.
Yeah. You know? But he used to do lines like, sorry, what's your name? My name is Tom. I'm from Kildare. Yeah. And where are you from? I'm from Kildare. Are you nervous?
Are you nervous? Yeah, that's right. Keith Duffy, number 15. Number 14. Christy.
Oh my God. I thought he might have made it higher.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I was putting him in the top 10 in my mind.
You're disappointed then, are you?
Oh, you're doing, Ian. I'm pretty disappointed, all right. I'm a bit gutted. There's nothing that a bit of diddly do that late that won't figure out, though.
But at number 13, we've got a man talking to Dave Fanning about his new song, our album of Irish songs. Number 13. Row!
Yeah, you've really done some job, by the way, on the island.
Thanks, Dave.
It's almost unrecognisable.
Cheers.
They say the skies of Lebanon are burning. Those mighty cedars bleeding in the heat. It really is unique.
Yeah, when I first heard Liam Brady doing this, I wept.
Yeah. A lot of people on the text saying the exact same thing about your version, Ronan.
Yeah, please God, fair play. Thank you to all the fans.
That is funny. I forgot
that
one.
They're great clips, aren't they?
Sorry for saying this is funny, by the way. Yeah. I'm laughing.
It is. No, it's funny.
Blonde sees me laughing at the things when it's sent to me by Paul Duffy at the evening. He said, you're laughing at your own stuff again. I'm going, and my reason is, if I don't laugh, who else will?
Louis Walsh is at number 12.
Big one.
Yes.
That's
very
big for him.
Good man, Louis. Next year, you're going to be huge.
Yeah.
And at number 11, bit of a classic. Let's have a listen.
A corner kick is just enough. A little flick from Damien Duff. The ball flies right into the net and we are 1-0 up.
1-0.
May I return?
May I return?
To the beginning.
I'm singing along to myself.
The last time you were laughing at yourself, now you're singing along to yourself.
He's a total narcissist.
So, I'm sure you have had that dream of Jose Mourinho, Irish manager, football team. Have you?
Yeah.
No? Yeah. That would just perfect for Gift Grub, wouldn't
it? But I just asked him myself and he said, maybe someday. He did. He said
really?
Yeah, he did. Maybe someday, he said.
So, number 10, I promise you won't get emotional about this, okay? It's Miriam.
Okay. Oh my God, Ian, I'm welling up here. You know, good evening and welcome to Prime Time. Well, today, I made it to number 10. The main news.
And somebody who would have been interviewed from time to time by Miriam McCallan, it's another woman. You like doing women, don't you?
Joan Burton.
Yes.
And we will build this team together.
I love the way he says us and she says me.
So that's Joan Burton at number 9. Enda Kenny in there as well.
No, you see, Enda Kenny hasn't been there, so he must be close.
Well, yeah.
Maybe he's top 10.
Or?
Maybe not. You're teasing me now. Nine. You are starting to tease me.
Number 8. No, I was saying don't get emotional about the one at number 10. No, don't get excited about the one at number 8. It is Ronan O'Gara.
Oh, great. I can't believe I'm number 8. That's just amazing.
Well, Paulie was 25.
That's good, yeah.
That's true.
But I'd be worried about who's ahead of me.
Oh, let me see.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Do you have any audio of me, or did you go to the effort?
No, that's it. You're just doing the audio live for us there.
Couldn't get out of bed. Yeah, great.
At number seven in the countdown of the best gift grub characters, it is this man, and it's a recent one, actually, reworking the National Lottery ad, Daniel O'Donnell.
Oh.
It's ringing now, it's ringing.
What would you do if you want?
Shh. Hello, National Lottery Claims.
Hello, I was told to call this number if I've won something in the National Lottery. Thanks.
I can check that for you now.
Thank you.
Could we have anything?
Yeah, we could.
Shut your mouth, you dose.
Hello?
Hello, hello.
Do you have any idea what you've actually won?
No, I haven't the slightest idea, love.
Okay, well, I can tell you it's actually €1 million.
What did you say to me, love?
€1 million.
Hold the line, please, will you? Jesus Christ almighty!
Hello?
I won a... €1 million! Magella! Magella, we're millionaires! Ah! Oh, God, Jesus Christ!
That's the way
that's
to do it.
That's only a week old, that little sketch. Lovely little sketch. Yeah,
it's still warm.
Solid performance, I'd have to say.
Very good, excellent.
Eight.
Daniel, number seven, very good.
Seven, oh.
Number seven, yes.
Oh,
sir.
Yeah, Raj was eight.
Yeah,
okay.
Eight, yeah. And at number six,
heavy.
Popular guy, Davy Fitz. Now, do you want me to?
Well, I've got a problem with Davy Fitz, yeah. Ian. We have to do this.
Do you want me to change some of the settings?
Yeah, if I can, I'll just reach over.
The desk
I'll just reach over there and do the setting. You have to ask me a question then.
Okay, yeah. So number six, Davy. You ready?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
No. Look, I'm not going to be drawn on this now by you or anybody else, so I'm not.
Ah, come on.
But I'll tell you, I'm disappointed. Sixth place.
Sixth.
That's the same as going into the quarter final and getting bet by Wexford is no good. And I'll tell you, I know I'll get into trouble for saying this, so I will. But I'll say it anyway, because I can't lie. The adjudication on this has been an absolute disgrace, so it has. Sixth place. Go away.
And we've got the Gift Grub Live 25 tickets, the ticket winners for Three Arena on the 28th of March, a Friday night. It's going to be great. And it's your first time ever. How do you feel about that?
Oh, God. I'm so excited, but nervous as well, because I keep waking up thinking I'm going to walk into the hall and there's nobody there.
Yeah. There will be lots of people there. I'll be there anyway. If that's any good.
This is just for you, Ian. I know it's a bit echoey in here. And it's for John and Mary who won the tickets from Mullingar as well. Hi, guys.
Well, actually,
I'll be there. Dots.
I'll be there. And you know who else will be there? Kira Keegan will be there as well.
Justin Green will be there as well.
Okay, exactly. And Turlough O'Donnell and Aideen McCracken. They're all winners because they voted. And thank you to everybody who voted. So Kira Keegan, Turlough O'Donnell and Aideen McCracken, thank you. They're going to get double tickets to go along and see Mario at Three Arena on the 28th of March.
Wow.
Shall we continue?
Oh,
you're starting to guess now. We've got
I am. I can guess at least four of the top five.
Can you? Yeah. Well, don't say anything. Let's go through them. Okay, number five in the Gift Grub characters, the best of the 25 years, as voted by you guys, is... the man who started it all.
No plasterer is greater.
Thanks.
He could fill in a small crater. And if you're a smooth operator, don't pay him now, just pay him later. 'Cause he's Paddy the Plasterer. All together. Nobody does it faster than Paddy the Plasterer. He's a friend of mine and mine. Paddy the Plasterer. All together. Nobody does it faster than Paddy the Plasterer. He's a friend of mine.
It's only one of two songs, I think, in all of Gift Grub that I wrote myself.
Really?
Yeah, I wrote Paddy the Plaster.
That's an absolute original.
It's an original, Paddy the Plaster. And I wrote Bertie's, Bosco singing about Bertie's fibs.
But the fibs, which Bertie loves.
Yeah, he loves.
He's
that was me.
He's got it on his phone, apparently.
He does. I heard he does.
And also, Bertie was involved in that classic Dede. Which was, I had laryngitis.
Pharyngitis,
in fact. The late, great George Byrne was sitting in the corner. Yeah. We were talking about
Top of the Pops,
basically, coming to an end, I think. And I asked you, Bertie,
give us a free,
well, you know, who's your favourite artist? And you somehow, from... I don't know where you got the word, but she just came out with da-da.
Yeah.
It's just hilarious. Anyway, brilliant. Number five, Bertie Ahern. Number four, one of the newer characters. And one of, newish, like, you know. And very nice guy. And very powerful man. Pascal.
Ian, ask him, have you ever met Ballymun Pascal, please?
Boris, have you ever met Ballymun Pascal?
Have you ever met Ballymun Pascal?
Well, I have never had the pleasure of making the acquaintance of the aforementioned... Oh, Jesus, Pascal.
Shut your trap, Leo, you got the... Now you bleeding Trump.
Well, I say,
I'll be talking out of you, do you hear me?
Excuse me.
I'll kick the bleeding backstop off you.
Yes, sir, hold on.
Yeah, bleeding scumbag.
I kicked the bleeding backstop off you. Remember the backstop?
Yeah, the backstop.
The backstop off you.
Pascal Donoghue there at number four. Well done, Pascal.
That's the one I forgot, Pascal. Well done.
I wonder if some of these people who the characters are based on are having a little sneaky listen and they're listening live at the moment. Pascal is saying, I'm in. Top five.
There we go. Leo, did you hear that? You only made 24.
At number three then, let's move on to... the man with the highest office of them all in the Phoenix Park.
Oh, three.
What a lovely guy. Michael D. Higgins. This was about his friendship with the late Queen Elizabeth II.
The Queen and I, of course, were getting on very well last night. Well, actually, a little too well, if you must know. I don't know if I should say this, but she's a bit... she was a bit, I don't know, touch... Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Touchy-feely.
Tactile.
She was a bit touchy-feely. Right, okay. At one stage, she sort of tapped me on the posterior.
Oh, my God.
And said, you wouldn't believe what she said. She said she was looking forward to bringing me breakfast.
Oh.
And for God's sake...
Michael D.
There she is now.
Hello? Yes?
Michael D.
Yes, hello, how are you?
Your breakfast is served.
That's great, thanks. I'll be with you in a sec.
She started learning Irish and everything. And she thinks she's...
the road.
Yeah, hello? Yeah?
Cordia.
Yeah, how are you?
On Wilthew Obelta.
Yeah.
Great Foster.
That's great. Well done on the Mo Kinnealock.
Oh, very good. Michael D.
Nothing better than randy old people, is there?
Exactly. And of course, we had a famous outside broadcast in the Galway Bay Hotel. Isn't that right?
Yes.
And Michael D. Higgins, this was before he was president.
About six months before.
He came along and he actually, it was Michael D. meeting Michael D., which was, that was a great moment.
Brilliant day,
And he's such a pro, isn't he?
Like, he was. We met him outside the door, and when he arrived, I said, "I'll go out and meet him." And when I met him outside the door, he went, "Psst!" He beckoned me over, and he went, "What are they like in there?"
The old pro,
The old pro. And I went, "They're grand, Michael D. They love you. Yeah. Right, let's do it."
Yeah. And then he came in, and we did a song about Galway United.
Yeah, and we did a poem about Galway United.
Yeah.
And he read every second line of the poem, which was dirty, and I read every second line of the poem, which was clean.
Right. Yeah,
and exactly. I got him to read the dirty lines.
But he loved, and the crowd went down so well with the crowd. Yeah,
6 months later, he was president. Not saying I had anything to do with it now.
Yeah,
but.
I know what you mean. Yeah. he's a total legend.
Yeah.
And, Michael
Naked
D.
Naked Camera Michael D is one of my favourite sketches where he gets caught in Dublin Airport and he has to take his underpants off.
That's right.
Take your underpants off, please.
I'm the president
of Ireland.
I'm
taking my underpants off.
Yeah, brilliant.
What are you holding down there?
All right, so let us go to number two. So have you any ideas? Don't tell me now, but I mean, have you got an idea in your head who you think might be?
I do.
Yeah, okay.
I do have an idea who it is. I know who the top two now are.
Do you?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Number two. Well, I mean, do you notice any omissions? Anybody that you would have expected to be there?
Jeepers. Johnny Sexton, Mick McCarthy.
Yeah, not there.
No.
Not there.
You know, Robbie Keane.
But as you say, you've done hundreds, so I mean, hundreds.
There's just so many that aren't there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, okay. Well, number two, it's... Mr. Michael Flatley.
Soft day I am, thank God, and a nice feather pillow there is to lay me Irish head on, and many an Irish property was increased by the lace of a daughter's petticoat. I sure didn't I renovate the bejesus out of it myself, and fill the taps with pure poutine and cabbage, and sure weren't the gates at the front given me by a tinker from Ballyhonus be the name of Cash, and sure that's what I given him. And sure in all, I'm begara, don't I have an Irish wolfhound standing proudly at the gate defending me honour and me holdings.
I remember when I did that one, Ian, I was literally sitting over there with you. You were sitting here and I was sitting there. So I unusually did it there for stars. And we both lost it.
Yeah.
Because I think we were both discovering how comical he was. So I'd write the words down, but it's only when I would utter them that I'd go, this is absolute madness. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I tell you, you've probably sometimes said to yourself, what is this job I actually do?
God, he'd give you the giggles, though. Yeah. I've often got the giggles doing flatly. Yeah. I get the giggles doing flatly and sometimes Daniel.
Right.
Because Daniel is actually me talking a lot of the time.
I know. You did mention that in the Sunday Times today, yes, that sometimes some of the things that Daniel wants to get off his chest
so
are
like
actually,
that Lotto
you.
Ad. Yeah. I brought that into the meeting. I'm going, guys, have you heard the bleeding Lotto ad, have you? If I won €1 million, I'd trash the gaff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. That is Michael Flatley, number two. So let us do it. Top 25. Just to relive them again, okay? Yeah. Mario, I hope you've enjoyed that.
Oh, I've loved it.
It's been a great 25 years as well, and long may it continue as well. And there is the podcast, Six Parter, which is up there on all podcast platforms. And it's a Today FM original, and it's called Gift Wrapped. And it's really good. It's very good, because there's lots more of this kind of talk about all this business. Number 25, Paul O'Connell. 24, Leo Varadkar. Michael Noonan is at number 23. Joe Duffy is at 22. Joe Duffy, Gay Byrne, the late great Gabo, is at number 21. Got him really well.
Well done, me.
Yeah, well done. Yaf Stam is at number 20. Mossy Enebry.
Weird boy.
Jay Keane.
Get out of it.
That's not you, is it?
No, that's me doing
it. It's live, is
it? Get out of it.
Michael O'Leary at number 17.
Shut up.
Matt Cooper and Frank Greeny at 16.
Bad. Thanks, Matt.
Keith Duffy.
How are you, buddies?
Number 15. Number 14, it's Christy.
Oh, just missed out.
Number 13, Ronan Keating.
Fair play.
Number 12, Louis Walsh.
Oh my God.
Number 11, Jose Mourinho.
Thank you very much.
Miriam O'Callaghan's at number 10.
Chad Wiley.
Number 9, it's Joan Burton.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Where's my atmosphere gone?
My atmosphere is gone.
Number 8, it's Ronan O'Gara.
That's why there's no atmosphere. I've completely dissolved all the atmosphere.
Number 7, it's Daniel O'Donnell.
Thanks very much, Ian.
Davey Fitz. I haven't got time to change it around there.
No.
Bertie Hearns at 5. Number 4, it's Pascal Donoghue.
Thank you.
Michael D. Higgins at 3.
Yes, indeed.
Michael Flatley at number 2.
Safdie.
And
this is the number 1 Gift Grub character of all time.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Congratulations, Mario. 25 exceptional years. Yay!
Incredible. What an ending.
I arrive. Cause all they've left me with is me bloody P45. No more midfield general. No holding role. But at least I'll be the richest bloke down the dole. And for me, who'll they replace? A lad with a bit of pace. But will he ever make the face? So I say, I think I better leave right now. Leave all the prawns and the blazers. I think I better leave right now. Before it dawns on the glazers. Can't you just see it now? Here come the knives and the razors. I think I better leave right now. They said, don't worry, sure we'll be grand. Sure we've got Wes Brown and Rio Ferdinand. I called the gaffer. You're having a laugh, end of the day. If you think that tool is a decent centre-half. Cause he's just no bloody use. Always has an excuse. I never heard that from Steve Bruce. So I say, I think I better leave right now. Leave all the prawns and the blazers. I think I better leave.
Here we go.
The best gift group character of the past 25 years.
Get over it, Andy.
As voted by you.
Well, that's just great, isn't it?
Gift Group 25 on Today FM.